This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The show, sponsored by Straight Realty, your St. Louis area experts. Why pay more than four? 314-441-4444.
Welcome, my friends, to the show that never ends.
This is The Show.
Come inside, the show's about to start.
Now, Kevin Wheeler, Amy Marks-Kors, Chris Ronji on KMOX.
Great to be with you on a Tuesday. Got a little bit of a short show for the show today. Chris Ronji, Amy Marks-Kors, Kevin Wheeler with you here until Cardinals baseball. We got pregame coverage in about an hour and 10 minutes. Game time set for 12:15 today. And looking forward to the follow-up to last night, you guys, because that was a pretty good finish, would you say? Did you enjoy that, Ron?
Everybody loves a walk-off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so can't get any better than that.
I mean, some walk-offs are better than others, though. Like, that one's better because it was
walk-off.
It was Albert. No, I'm saying that's even better than a lot of the normal ones.
I got you. Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that? And he's giving me this stare, like,
are you okay?
Like a smile and just like, hi.
Because the way we've said now walk-off so many times that it kind of sounds like a pejorative. Like something you don't want to be.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, we're not saying that.
No, I know, but doesn't it kind of sound like don't be that?
No, you're the only person who...
What?
Yeah. All right, nobody else thought that but you.
You have plenty of ways to participate. You can follow the show on Twitter, at the show KMOX. Obviously, all of our handles are there. Instagram tag is there. TikTok stuff is there. We're going to start doing some of that stuff today. We got a longer edition of the podcast coming up later on today, too. Fresh new material that'll be coming out later on in the afternoon because we have a short show today when it comes to Cardinal baseball. And again, the game is about 2 hours away. It's a little bit more than 2 hours away. Pre-game coverage will start in about an hour and 10 minutes. And obviously, part of the broadcast, the voice of the Cardinals on the radio side, John Rooney, joins us here on the show. John, good to talk to you. How's everything going?
The John Rooney Conversation on KMOX, sponsored by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. And if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
The 1-2 pitch, one out in the 10th. Pujols hits a drive, left field. The catch by Profar, tagging at third. Tommy Edman to the plate. A Redbird winner! A sacrifice fly for Albert Pujols. And there's a team celebration as the Cardinals mob Albert Pujols, Tommy Edman in on the celebration. The Cardinals win this one 3-2 and 10 and light up the night in downtown St. Louis.
What a great call, as you heard it here on KMOX. And I'm sure John, being one of the best play-by-play men in the sports business, could recognize me stepping on the call. Good morning, John. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How is everybody?
Everybody's good. And, you know, we were just joking a minute ago that walk-offs are always a blast. But I don't know, man. It just seems a little extra cool when it's because of Albert.
And Albert got two RBIs last night helping the Cardinals win. And Paul Goldschmidt extended his hitting streak and is on on base safely streak. Where is he now? 36 games reaching base safely, and he's 22 for his hitting streak. And he drove in the first run and scored the second one when Albert hit a sacrifice fly. But the night kind of took a bump, I mean a real thud, when a two-run homer by Trent Grisham off Giovanni Gallegos tied the game, because Adam Wainwright was unbelievable last night. But the Cardinals were able to hold it right there, two runs, and have a very exciting top of the 10th inning with New Barr throwing out Zokar at the plate, and then the Cardinals scored on Albert's sacrifice fly. So it took a while, but the Cardinals got it done, and now they go for a sweep today.
You know, between the moments with Albert Pujols, the moments when Molina's pitching, and of course Molina and Wainwright just being the unparalleled battery that they are, there certainly have been moments this season that have driven interest for even the most casual fan, that there are a lot of exciting things happening at Busch Stadium.
Oh, you bet, Amy. And if you follow this team any at all, with the young players coming up and putting the enthusiasm and energy into the game that they've done so far, have to hand it to Gary LaRocque and his crew in the minor leagues. They've been able to get past no minor league season in 2020, make the best of it in a tough year last year where the wins were hard to come by, and yet develop players that we're seeing at the big league level now. Brendan Donovan being instrumental in the win last night with a walk and a run scored. And Donovan has played in the outfield and the infield. And what we've seen from Juan Yepes, who will be at first base today with Paul Goldschmidt DHing, and then Lars Nootbaar. He was up and didn't hit very well, got some at-bats down at AAA. He's back, and he figured in the decision last night, throwing the runner out at the plate. And then you have the old guys, if you will, the veterans, with Yachty just continuing to throw like he did when he took over the job in 2004 behind the plate from Mike Matheny, and what Adam Wainwright does, and how he had great command last night of all of his pitches and went seven innings, got to double digits and strikeouts for the 13th time in his career. And Albert Pujols driving in two runs. You talk about a team win, from the young all the way up to the very experienced, and we're talking about some future Hall of Famers in that group. That was really exciting here last night.
And we're talking about, or you did mention, some of the younger players, and Nolan Gorman, who's only got 10 games under his belt so far, but this is a name that Cardinals fans have been following for a while, since he's been drafted, and you know, over the last several months, clamoring for him to be called up. You can't really expect a guy to have an 1150 OPS for his entire season, but what exactly do you think he ends up being?
Oh, I don't know. I think there will be people who will adjust to him, and then we'll see how he adjusts to the pitching. They dissect everything on video right now, and some teams still send some scouts out to enhance what they do with their video scouting. But they figure out what is working and what's not working for their pitchers against certain hitters. And it's going to come for Nolan Gorman, and he's going to strike out some. But what we've seen in the early going, he's capable of getting hits in bunches. When he hits the ball and drives it for power for a double or a home run, he usually follows that up with another hit or two somewhere along the line in the game. And you hope that he can improve at second base. He's working hard at it, trying to get better and better, and that game improves. But I haven't seen him take any struggles in the field to the plate so far, and he has been able to separate that quite well, and I think he probably did a good job of that in the minors, and we're seeing it now here at the big league level.
John, you've seen your share of greats. I mean, we just referenced a few of them, and I don't think anybody that I've ever witnessed on a day-to-day basis was better than Albert was during his first 11 years with the Cardinals. But I don't know that I've seen anybody any better for a 6-7 week stretch than we've seen Paul Goldschmidt. He has been unreal.
Well, Paul Goldschmidt, and there were some down in Arizona quite concerned a couple of years before he came to St. Louis that he might be tailing off in his career, that he might have a little slower bat and not be the hitter and the dominant hitter that he was when he came up with the Diamondbacks, but boy, has he proven them wrong. He seems to reinvent himself year after year after year, make changes. He changed his bat this year, and he just has a terrific approach, and you always have a chance to get a run with Paul Goldschmidt at the plate. That's the way he's going. He should be the player for the month of May in the National League, like Arenado was for the month of April. That's how dominating Paul Goldschmidt has been. And Ricky Horton told me a moment ago, don't tell him it's June.
You know, you're just talking about Goldschmidt making changes. And, you know, of course, we all know it's so difficult to make a Major League Baseball team. But I think I have a new appreciation for how hard it is to stay up on a Major League Baseball team and just how what staying power means and what it takes from these players. Are there players that come to mind that maybe you were surprised that they were able to make the changes to stay up with their big league squads?
Well, I go back to when I was broadcasting the White Sox, and Lance Johnson and Ricky Horton went from St. Louis to the White Sox in 1988. Mm-hmm. And Ricky was the opening day starter for my first game that I did with the White Sox. And he beat the California Angels that day, pitched a great game. But Lance Johnson was in the lineup, and he just couldn't seem to get comfortable at the major league level. And I don't know if he got along all that well with his manager, Jim Fregosi. But once Lance went down and came back up, he had a very good career. Mm-hmm. He didn't have a strong arm, but he always hit the cutoff man. And he was in the top 10 in assists for a couple of years, if I'm not mistaken. And the guy was leading the league in triples, and he could go get about anything in the outfield. And you're seeing a guy like Lars Nootbaar that you're hoping that a little time in the minor leagues will get him going with a few more at-bats. And he's in the lineup today. He'll be batting sixth, playing right field. That he gets a couple of knocks today and starts to feel comfortable the way he did at the end of last season. But, Amy, that's a great observation. It's one thing to get here and to celebrate that big league debut and have your family and friends and everybody witness that, and hopefully it's a successful debut like we saw with Nolan Gorman. And then the home debut was really great for his good childhood friend, lifetime friend, basically, Matthew Liberatore, who will pitch tomorrow in Chicago. But yeah, you just hope that then you can make the adjustments and work it day to day, because this is a work in progress. Anytime someone steps on a professional field, and if they get to the big leagues, then it's going to be a work in progress to stay here, and it will not be easy. But the guys who play it so well, like Goldschmidt and Pujols and Arenado and Wainwright and Yachty, they make it look easy, but it's not.
John, always appreciate you. Great to catch up. We'll be listening this afternoon. Game time coming up in about 2 hours. Pre-game starting in 1 hour and 5 minutes. We'll hear you on both. Thank you, sir. We'll catch up with you next week.
And all the best to the show. Great to be with you today.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you. John Rooney, voice of the Cardinals. Of course, again, the game time, 12:15 today. He and Ricky and Klaves will be putting all that together. We'll hear from all of them on the pregame show starting at 11:20 as well. Chris Ranji, Amy Marks, of course, Kevin Wheeler with you. It's the show on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Serving St. Louis for over 96 years. KMOX.
You're in on the show on KMOX. Of course, Chris Ronji, Amy Marks, of course, Kevin Wheeler with you. Cardinals baseball coming your way in just a little bit. We got some other stuff we got to get through first, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Charlie and I used to talk about the car chases in St. Louis City and St. Louis County a lot, and the pursuit policies or lack of pursuit policies. Well, at least seven people in St. Louis City and County were killed by suspects speeding away from the police this year. Five were from the same family in a crash that happened in early May. So in Ferguson, yesterday afternoon, they had neighbors come together for a Stop the Chase movement to bring awareness to police pursuits that are happening. And I guess some pursuit rules, according to this movement, are not being followed. You're having these high-speed chases for various offenses that are putting members of the community at risk. And that then poses the question when it comes to police pursuits, where is that line where you have to let the suspect get away or you have to pursue the suspect because he or she is an imminent threat to the community and it's worth the risk of the police chase?
And it's certainly worth, I think, going over exactly what those things are and defining them. Okay, you pull somebody over who's got an expired license plate and that guy takes off. You probably let that guy go find him later. Right. Find out where the license plate was registered. Go find that house. Go find him later and do what you have to do. 27%, or at least it's estimated that 27% of all of the deaths that happen on a yearly basis from police chases, 27%, over a quarter, are people who are not involved at all. So you're talking about bystanders, people who are in other vehicles, motorcycles, cars, whatever, maybe people who are just walking down the street. It's not worth it. It's not worth it to chase after somebody if they're not an imminent threat to somebody else. And I think I know it's difficult work to sit down and say, okay, this thing is the kind of thing that we're going to chase after somebody, but if they've done this, yeah, we're just going to go ahead and let them go. I know it's messy work and it's tedious, but it's probably something they really need to address.
What I find fascinating about it all is, again, it's just, as you mentioned, Ron, it's the need. But I also, I mean, I'm also concerned for the officers themselves. Like, how many of them are killed and injured in car accidents based on... I mean, they're at every bit the amount of risk that anybody else is. I mean, maybe even more so because they're following somebody very closely, trying to catch up and taking risks to do that. And it, you know, I've read a bunch about this over the years because it's always fascinated me because we love car chases on TV. Like, when there's a car chase, it started with the whole OJ thing and Al Cowling, and, you know, it became a cottage industry, especially in California.
It's good visuals.
Oh, yeah.
It's exciting.
LA, you
it's
got
scandal.
The helicopter above and all that stuff. Is it worth it? For the vast majority of offenses. Now, if you're chasing somebody that committed armed robbery, you're chasing somebody that murdered somebody, a violent person, I think it's reasonable to assume they might continue to be violent. All right. I mean, we have a different type of story there. And I don't want to get into second guessing because that's not the point. It's about looking at it in advance and saying what's safest for the officers, what makes sense based on what the person was pulled over for or what the person is being or what the attempt to pull them over is, because sometimes they don't stop. They just keep on going. And while we all love them on TV and you sit there and you stare, it's like, what's this guy going to do next? What's he going to do? Oh, he's going on the off ramp. He's going the wrong way. Oh, no. Like, that stuff is just, it's not. I think it says there's something wrong with us, first of all, that we love that kind of thing.
Yeah, of course.
But secondly, like, it just seems like an easy thing to say, If it's a nonviolent offender, let it go.
Yeah, it doesn't feel real. When you're watching on television, it feels like a TV show. Like, this person is running from the cops. Oh, they've abandoned the vehicle and now they're on foot. That is entertaining to watch that. But then if you stop and think, okay, this is actually really dangerous and somebody could get hurt, it kind of changes, it changes things. At least for me, it does. And I think for all of us in this room, it's the same thing. Now, here's where I think it gets dicier. If we're talking about somebody who is just committed a murder, or they've done something actually violent and they're on the run, I think we're all in agreement. You got to go get that person because they might be on the way to do it to somebody else. They might be done, but they might not. And
if they're not on the way, it's still something they could be prone to the next day or a week later or whatever.
But what if it's somebody who hasn't hurt anybody yet and they are driving 85 miles an hour down Olive and they're running red lights or they're blowing through stop signs? Mm. And it makes me think of, our friend Andy Candy over at Crown Candy. Mm-hmm. He is every day almost on his Instagram account taking the security footage of, there's an intersection right there where Crown Candy is. And there are always cars, not just running through the stop sign, not rolling through, but barreling through that intersection without stopping, sometimes going around cars who are at the stop sign waiting their turn to go. And these cars are just like 50, 60 miles an hour.
So all of downtown's like that too, because that's literally happening on Tucker every day.
Right. So, but here's my video evidence of it, or here's Andy's video evidence of it. I feel like those might be the kind of people that we also want to stop too. So I know you're creating an inherent danger by chasing after somebody, but aren't those the kind that we should also be chasing down? Shouldn't we be chasing down people who are blowing through red lights because they are a danger to other people just by the way they are driving?
Yeah, I mean, I always said if I don't come into work one day, it's because I'm dead on skinker, and it's really morbid to say that, but running into Forest Park every day, you know, there's a series of stoplights heading north down the hill on Skinker, maybe three or four in a row that you can see. And the red lights mean nothing, at least in the morning. They don't mean anything. People just go one red light, two red light, three. They blow right through it. I did want to add, regarding police pursuit policies, Maria Kina has been on top of this story and been following the city and the county NAACP. They're in the process of meeting with police chiefs from both departments, along with the Justice Departments, to study the current policies, pursuit policies, and what they can do to change it. So I know Maria Kina will continue to have more information on that. But when there is that sense of lawlessness that's happening when people are blowing through stoplights and blowing through red lights, it just feels dangerous. Or, with carjackings, right? If your car is stolen, the police aren't going after that car. I guess it depends on if it's an armed carjacking. Is there a kid in the car? Is there an imminent threat?
Well, the kid in the car could argue for not chasing.
I don't know.
Leads to an accident.
You can't let him get away. A chance of an accident is probably something that you want to risk versus
I understand it, but I think that's why this is difficult, right? It sounds like a simple thing. Go after the violent offenders like we were talking about earlier. But there are people that are dangerous that haven't murdered someone, that aren't coming from assaulting their wife or abusing a kid or whatever. They're not already doing that. But the act of driving the way that they are could make them in danger. I mean, we got to figure about some of them are drunk drivers.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just back off that person.
Well, that's a person who is a danger.
That's what I'm saying.
You have to.
Is there even what would qualify as not being dangerous then?
Well, that's where the difficulty comes in, because you people will say, well, where do you draw the line? Like, I don't know. Figure it out. Sit down in a room, come up with all of the circumstances that could or could not be violent or a danger to other people, and then write them down, and then you put them in law. And this way, we have it defined. Okay, if this person has an expired driver's license or doesn't have a driver's license and then takes off Or are we going to chase that person down? The answer is no. But if that person, to me...
At least not in a pursuit chase. I think,
not in a pursuit. You go get them later.
Yes, there has to be a conjunction that it's not if I get away, there are no consequences.
Right.
It can't be that.
There have to be something later that you have to go find this person.
Yeah.
All right, we got Cardinals baseball coming up in about 45 minutes. You're listening to the show on KMOX.
Find out what's happening with your Redbirds from the manager himself, Oliver Marmol. Sundays at 10:15 on Sports Open Line. And Wednesday mornings at 9:50. The Ollie Marmol Show.
I'm excited for not only the club, but for the fans. This is a special year for sure.
Sponsored by Suburban Leisure Center on KMOX.
The show, Amy Marks, of course, Chris Ranji, Kevin Wheeler with you here. And we were having this conversation, was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And didn't have time for it yesterday, but off the air, we're having this conversation. Not so much specifically about monkeypox, but just like this type of thing in general, right? COVID and monkeypox and whatever other thing may come down the road. And I asked you guys a question, and it was... a bit of a loaded one. I don't think we have answers to it, but I wanted to ask you on the air anyway because, well, I want to put you on the spot. I'm hearing I'm just like hearing random music, and then it just stopped.
Yeah,
Chris ran out of the studio, so we're good. We're good on the music set. Anyway, the question was about, you know, we have this new thing we're paying attention to with some cases of monkeypox popping up. We've got new variants of COVID, and I wanted to ask you guys just the simple question: basically, are we just hosed? Are we just hosed? Because no matter what new thing comes out, there's going to be a large number of people that are like, nope, don't believe it. Nope, not doing anything about it. Nope, it's all people trying to control us with fear. Nope, not going to do it. Because without the majority of people, you can't control it.
Well, you need more than majority.
Well, I mean, you need
like four-fifths of people to really get on board.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, this is my point. So that's why I'm asking, are we all hosed? Because there's very clearly a lack of trust that has been built for years, and there are people that are listening to bad information, and now that is becoming more hard. And I've already seen blog posts and video posts from people that opposed vaccines, opposed anything, saying, see, monkeypox, they're just going to keep making it scarier. They're going to keep on trying to make us live in fear and control us with the fear. And I'm like, would it take to convince you that something's real?
They've been doing that with the variants of COVID. Every variant that comes up, like, oh, yep, there's going to be another one. Well, yeah, because that's how these viruses work. That's how diseases work. And certain diseases will die off on their own. Others will just continue to mutate and in some cases worsen, some cases lessen, whatever. But as long as they go unchecked, it can become a potential problem that we can't easily handle. And I never really understood this. This is their, this is their way to control us. To what end? Okay, so... if they're controlling us by having us get vaccinated, okay, then what? So we go get vaccinated and...
I think they're making the argument, big pharma, money. It's all about money and power.
Okay, that's just very odd to
me. In other words, because, the world. Because that's how the world works.
Because there are a lot of things that are profitable. And yes, vaccines are profitable. But that
not
doesn't
as much
mean
as painkillers.
But it doesn't mean they're inherently bad is what I'm saying.
No.
Because people are making money off of it or companies are making money off of them does not mean they are inherently bad.
When I worked retail, you can learn a lot of lessons working retail. But when you had unhappy customers, what you would do, instead of defending necessarily your position, you would ask, what can I do to make you happy? Right? What would make you happy? And I think a lot of times when you're having these conversations about vaccines, someone makes the argument that, well, it's just big pharma trying to make money. It's these companies. And I would say, okay, you know, it is a company, it is a free market, and they do make money and they should make money investing how much money they're investing into their vaccines. But if you wanted it to be benevolent or something of the people, something tells me that having a government-issued vaccine coming out of government scientists,
they would
vaccine
definitely not
world,
want that.
They would not want that. So it's kind of a lose-lose proposition here with vaccines. Somebody's got to develop vaccines, and because it is a free market, somebody is going to make money off of it, as they should. Does it mean that we shouldn't look at Big Pharma and keep Big Pharma in check? Well, of course not. We should look at it, but making money, as you said, is not inherently bad.
In the winter of 2020, when we first found out there were vaccines on the doorstep and we were getting close, when I found out and, you know, did more reading about where they were coming from, who was working on them, and that those companies were working independently with some government funding, which is different. It doesn't mean the government was in the room just saying, here, put this in that, and here's another ingredient you should add. When I realized it was these private drug companies working on these vaccines, all independent of one another, and all of them racing to get something working with knowledge and technology that we've had for decades, I felt more comfortable about it, knowing that they were all trying to put together something that was going to help us. So, but I'm with you. If I thought it was a government thing where they said, oh, here's the vaccine that we developed in-house, everybody take it, we're going to be okay, I would have felt very uneasy about that. But yeah, knowing these companies, and I don't always trust drug companies, trust me on that. Wait, I don't. But in this case, I felt more comfortable with the idea.
You confused me. So if that happened, you would be distrustful of the government less so than a private organization. I mean,
I think going back to that time,
because I think we do this thing. Everybody fears the government way too much.
I'm not afraid of the government.
Their government's coming for whatever. We're going to make you magnetic and we're going to track you with microchips.
Even though
if they want to track you, you got a phone in your pocket they're going to track you with.
Right. No, I'm not like that. I'm not like one of those the government's out to get me people. I was saying that at that time, it would have been in the interests of that particular government if they had a vaccine to distribute to people, or at least tell people they have. So I would have been a little more distrustful of it, but I'm not one of those people that across the board, government is always a scary, dangerous thing to me, because I do think there are a lot of times that government can help the population. That's what they're there for. Mm-hmm. The reason we have government is to make people's lives easier. Does it always happen that way? Of course not.
No, of course not.
But that's the idea of government.
Well, not necessarily even just easier, but safer / possible.
Right.
You can't have anarchy in a lawless society. So you have what you want is the smallest government possible to allow the people to do their own thing. Am I afraid of big government? Absolutely. But not because of a giant conspiracy. I'm afraid of government because of incompetence. Like, as it grows, the incompetence tends to grow. Our money seems to be going into some hole somewhere where not a lot is getting done. It's just a bunch of individuals
who
are power hungry.
I don't think there is one.
There's no alternative. Was it John Adams or Thomas Jefferson who said democracy is the worst form of government except for every other form of government?
Yes.
You know, it's one of those things. But I think when I look at the government, and I want smaller government, that's kind of what the heart of conservatism is less centralization. It's not because I see the government as evil and omniscient and all powerful. It's because I see it vastly incompetent.
And you know why it is,
right?
We can
get things done better.
Why is it incompetent?
Because people are incompetent.
Because we're incompetent.
Yes.
And I don't mean everyone else. I mean all of us.
All of us.
We in the room included. We are the ones that make it the way that it is because we accept the behaviors.
Yes.
We don't want to change when we play teams and we do all that stuff. So we sit here, and this is what always gets me about conversations like this, about whether it's about big companies or about big government. It's us. We did it. The call's coming from inside the house. It's not some outside agency doing something to you. It's your fellow citizens and you and your neighbors that make it this way. Because we're either too lazy, too busy, or too caught up in political nonsense to actually pay attention. The number of things that people don't know about, like with the vaccines. Wouldn't it be great if we had people who knew things about medicine and the human body that you could ask questions to? Your own doctor?
Yeah. But
we're going to draw conclusions based on our YouTube research.
Yeah.
And we don't take the time to actually do the simple, smart thing. I mean, you want to know why government's jacked up? It's because we are. Not because the entity itself is broken or evil or incompetent. We allow it.
And there are a lot of us that are too caught up in the wrong kinds of information. And we are fans of people who disseminate bad information because we think they're entertaining or we think they're higher thinkers than the rest of us, and we follow them, right? And they tend to be snake oil salesmen a lot of the time. And I think that's a big part of the problem here, yeah, is that a lot of us are getting the wrong information from the wrong people.
Deep thoughts. We're going to talk about this again another time. Always fascinates me. It's everybody else's fault but ours. All right. Hey, we got trending. So what's going on in the world? So we're going to talk about next up trending on the show here on KMOX.
And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack.
The show sponsored by Straight Realty.
What is it? What's happened?
What's going on? What do you know?
What just happened?
What happened?
I need to know.
Trending now on the show.
All right, coming up on Cardinals baseball here in about a half an hour for the pregame show, 12:15 for the first pitch on your home for the Cardinals, KMOX. This is the show. Chris Ranji, Amy Marks, of course, Kevin Wheeler with you here. Trending now. Amy, you get to go first. What do you got?
Well,
what's trending in the Amy world?
I've got two very similar words, but very different meanings. I have both Pride Month and Proud Boys.
Uh-oh.
Trending on my Twitter.
Those are different kinds of pride.
They are different kinds of pride. So Pride Month, obviously the month of June. So that's something that people will be celebrating, recognizing all month long. The Proud Boys, well, they are trending because U.S. prosecutors and defense attorneys released six videos of Proud Boys, a Proud Boys leader, and an Oath Keepers leader meeting 24 hours before the January 6th insurrection. This is because the Washington Post is reporting. So we have footage of these meetings before January 6th.
One of those sounds like fun.
One sounds more fun than the other.
Yeah, one does sound more fun than the other.
Did I tell you, though, one time I was filling out a crossword and a crossword puzzle New York Times and the answer was Pride Parade, but because I don't know, whatever, I had messed up and what I created was the Prude Parade, which is a very different type of parade.
It sounds right, though.
Definitely the boring one.
It absolutely checks.
But I would be like the queen of the Prude Parade for sure.
I don't know if I'd brag on that.
Oh, I know. The Prude Parade. Way
just,
less
it,
fun.
It just sounds right. You
it
know?
Does.
Over on my end, I have two things that happen to be trending on my Twitter account. One is Jennifer Connelly, the actor from, I don't know, she's trending today.
Rando.
I think there were some photos that she had done a photo shoot from years ago, and the photos resurfaced. And
Top Gun. She's in Top Gun.
Is she? Oh, maybe that's why.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's probably, you're right.
But, yeah, but point. It seems like most of them are, and they're not bad photos, they're just photos. And the other one is Elon Musk.
Not that you were looking them up or anything.
Well, they're right there on Twitter.
Oh,
I didn't have to go search.
Sure.
And the other one is Elon Musk is again trending, this time because wants his Tesla office workers back in the office. And he sent out a memo to all of them that basically either come back into the office for 40 hours a week, at minimum, by the way, he says at minimum 40 hours a week, or go find another job, is what he's telling them, because they've been working remotely. This is a really interesting idea to me because people have clearly become more comfortable and, in fact, prefer working from home in many cases. So I'm wondering how this fight is going to go with his company and the people who work there, or if there's going to be a fight at all.
I normally think he's just kind of a jackass.
Yeah, he's
gotten worse.
But
it's his company. He can do what he wants.
He can do whatever he
wants.
Your
company dictates through the terms of the job. That's okay with me. I mean, if you don't, and again, if you don't like it, dude, other jobs.
I just follow his tweets and I think, if I were the richest person in the world, I don't think I'd be spending my time tweeting random things.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like, I need to pick fights on social media. I'd be just sitting on an island somewhere with every food I like, and
I'd be in my mansion
sports
in Aspen.
Everywhere. You know what I'd be doing? Here's what I'd be doing if I was worth what Elon Musk is doing. Yeah. It'd be what's the top trending thing on my Twitter account.
Okay.
John Madden is on the cover of Madden 23.
Yes.
And I would be sitting there playing Madden 23 and MLB The Show and Elden Ring. That's all I would do.
Yeah.
I don't even have a Twitter account. Why would you even bother when you're at that level? Like, you're above everything.
Wheeler is like, here's the problem with Elon Musk. He's a billionaire, but he's basically a kid. If I were
he's
billionaire,
a troll. No,
I would play video games.
No, he's a troll.
Troll is
what he is. Like, if you're that rich, why would you even bother trolling people?
I don't
like,
know.
What's the point?
There is no point.
You have zero cares in the world. You have everything you need.
But except he clearly cares.
Except the attention.
People, he likes the attention, and he cares what people think about him. I just, I care what people think about me for the most part.
Do you?
I guess. I don't know. But I.
That's surprising.
I know I don't really care.
I don't know, but
what
but
people
if
think
I,
about you?
If I was a trillionaire, like, there's not a thing you could tell me that I would care about.
All right, hang on, Ben. We've got Cardinals baseball coming your way in a couple of minutes. 11:20 for the pregame, 12:15 first pitch here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.